Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, tradition as fashion. November is Native American Heritage Month, and to celebrate, we're taking you down the catwalk and into the heart of contemporary Native fashion. From sealskin corsets to gowns fringed like eagle feathers, today's designers are finding new silhouettes for traditional art, and their customers love it. Dodging hairspray and safety pins, KCAW's Emily Kwong went backstage at Sea Alaska's Heritage Institute's Native Fashion Show to talk with two of the sewers on the cutting edge of indigenous design.
Hi, how are you?
Dorothy Grant is in the house. She's one of those women who's always glamorous, dressed in black, eyes bright. Grant is an icon within the Native fashion world. From opera coats to ball gowns, she wants her clothing to instill the person wearing it with self-respect, a Haida principle known as Yungudong.
When I wake up in the morning, I know that I make people feel good in my clothes, no matter where they're going, whether it's a black tie, or they're getting an award, or they're graduating, or they're actually getting married in it.
Or going to the Oscars. In 2015, the ceremony was heavily criticized for a lack of diversity. All the nominees were white. And Dwayne Howard, the First Nations actor who starred in the film The Revenant, didn't get an invitation. He spoke with actor Leonardo DiCaprio, who was also in the film, and locked down an invitation just a week before the ceremony. Grant had little time to build him the tux of his dreams, but as she's done for the past 30 years, she made it work.
You must deliver. You must never not deliver. That's what makes a really good reputation. So even if you have to go in the hole for it, honor your customer.
As far as fashion statements go, the tuxedo speaks volumes. The lapel is adorned with raven and eagle embroidery that catches the light.
Did anyone ask who are you wearing tonight? I know the
Well, the red carpet was 2.5 hours long, and he got a lot of questions about the tuxedo.
In her blog, Grant wrote that during the third fitting, they both cried. I realized, she wrote, it was about us all. About the Native youth who would see him, the ones having self-image issues, the ones feeling like giving up. It was like a long journey we both came to at once, like reaching a mountaintop.
I'm so nervous because it's so gorgeous.
Tonight, the suit will be worn by Conrad Frank. The makeup artist furiously pounds his nose with powder while I point the microphone at his chin. Though Frank isn't a real model by training, when I ask him how he's going to walk, he says, carefully. He does plan to stand tall.
Our work's all over the place in totem poles, house screens, designs. It's nice to see it on a different level.
The fashion show is underway, and every seat in the Cedar Clan house of the Walter Soboloff building is full. It's tuxedo time.
The men's tuxedo modeled by Conrad Frank.
Frank steps into the spotlight. Though he looks a bit nervous, he gains his footing as he walks. And when he hits the mark, he stands nice and tall, just as Grant hoped he would.
You were so sweet, and everybody loved it.
Thanks for letting me wear the suit.
The show's over. I'm backstage with designer and model. Grant tucks the tuxedo back into the garment bag. While this piece is one of a kind, she has something similar listed on her online retail store for $2,100. Because for a designer, just as important as making work is selling it.
These are gorgeous.
Oh, these are.
One of the new designers finding retail success is Heather Dixon. We're at the Northwest Coast Art Market, the day after the fashion show. Dixon has covered the drab plastic table with a bright floral cloth. Stacked upon it is her signature product, granny hanky headbands.
Well, growing up in the North, a lot of First Nation elders wore these beautiful colored hankies, and I'd try and wear it, and it wouldn't stay on, it would slip off, so I decided to cut it up and make my own headband.
She made another for her friend, but added ornate beadwork to the fabric.
She posted a selfie after I sent it to her, and it just blew up.
A year later, Dixon has a booming online business. At one North American market, she sold out in 4 minutes. Some customers are drawn to Dixon's table because of the beautiful beadwork and all the colors. But others, like Elizabeth Childs from Massachusetts, knows Dixon's work already.
I want one so bad.
I have a really big head, though, so should I be looking in this bin?
I have a measuring tape here.
Dixon is a pro and a hard worker. At her kitchen table in Whitehorse, she sometimes sews until 2 a.m. Childs picks up a headband with buttons, an homage to the borders of button blankets.
I'm a professional clown, and my clown name is Buttons.
That's so awesome.
I do like face painting and balloons. Okay, maybe this one is the one. Let's try it on.
And it's a hit. Dixon takes her cash. The sun is setting. We start talking about Dorothy Grant, who's a big inspiration for her. And what she appreciates most is this.
Well, I think she kind of paved the way for people viewing West Coast art as being really elegant and formal and feeling like royalty when you wear it.
Which is kind of fitting as we watch her newest customer walk away with a headband fit for a queen. For AK, I'm Emily Kwong.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute hosted this fashion show during a 4-day dance and culture festival. To see pictures from the night, visit our website, alaskapublic.org.